What's the Food Podcast? That's right, we're back. Rodrigo Torres right here.
Yeah, man.
We have a guest right here, Jesus Trejo.
Long Beach's finest.
We'll get to the food later in his blue hat. Looking at a stretched out smurf. What's up, Food? We're back, man. We missed you guys last week. We were so busy. We were in Raleigh, North Carolina on Friday, Arlington, Texas on Sunday. Got home for one day, left the next day, right,
Chi-town.
To Chicago. Came back the next day, relaxed, and the next day we went to Oakland.
Oakland Airport.
And we're in Pleasanton. But, man, let's get to the matter at hand.
What's up?
We're going to go through our whole day of what we did. Man, Matt, we were in Chicago, man.
And that's why, man, I always say...
Don't give a comedian a guest spot. I don't care who it is, man. You know, you're not going to get famous off my show. You're going to get famous off any show, man. So my rule, though, is never give nobody a guest spot, especially if they ask for the guest spot the day before the show, motherfucker. You know how long this show been on the fucking... We've been advertising this show. You know, come around
for months.
The corner, for months, man. This guy did a guest spot at the show we did with Mike Epps, Bruce.
I thought it was a special.
Tony Rock. This guy was supposed to do 10 minutes. Because I do 15. He did 20.
A long set, man.
They were trying to give him the light. They were trying to raise the roof so the sun could come in. And then, after he gets off the stage, this fool's going, while Bruce is on stage, he's walking around the whole arena selling CDs.
On the floor seats only.
Out of
VIP.
His backpack. Out of his backpack.
Gotta buy this, fam.
He was selling DVDs, bro.
This is fire.
DVDs, hilarious. Bro. Imagine that.
Hustling that.
People are crazy, man.
There's no shame. There's no shame in the hustle for comics, man. That's
hell
no, like.
Dog. In middle of sets. Two sets, eh? He did a set during the set.
They're
on the
cheaper
floor.
Now while the comic's on stage, bro.
I gave a guy a guest set, bro. Let me tell you, man. Never give a guy a guest set on a wheelchair. And this guy paraplegic, man. He's blind. Anything, man. I'm sorry, man, but there's no time for a guest spot when you have a handicap, man. First
God
of all,
damn.
Man, you're going to ask for a guest spot, but you're also going to need two people to pick your ass up to carry on stage.
That's hilarious.
We need a crane though. For this fool. Beep, and then he almost fell. And then the show was sold out. Man. They had to move two chairs to make room for the wheelchair, bro.
Oh, shit.
Calmate, bro, man.
We'll be outside watching
There's
the show.
There's not insurance for his ass, dog.
God damn, what a liability, dog.
Hell yeah, man. What's next? You being a blind guy? What happened? His dog is barking through the whole show after that?
He poked me in the eye with a stick.
Imagine that. You give a blind guy with a dog a guest spot. And then that fool does 5 minutes, and the dog is talking shit because he want to do 20.
Well, he ran the light because he didn't see it, bro.
Now, bro, people like that, poor blind Patrick DeGuire, we got him off the stage by fucking hitting him with a paperclip, bro.
Somebody's going through your bag. Somebody took your merch.
Which makes a good point, Jesus. Exactly, man. How would a blind guy know he went over?
Oh, over the hill.
No, bro. Usually, most blind guys work with a guy that can see, but... usually drunk.
Shit, I only seen one blind comedian, right?
Like Brian Valdez.
Valdez. El Viejillo, no.
I've never seen that before.
The picture at the Comedy Store, bro.
Yeah, comedy duo.
Yeah, man.
Legendary.
Look out for it, man. It's like O'Brien and Valdez. Mm. It's a drunk Irish guy hanging out with a blind Mexican, bro.
Yeah, dog.
They were pretty funny.
Yeah, they had some good bits, dude.
They used to have
old school.
They used to have a bit about their family, their vacation photos. And they would do like a clicker, click, and then have different poses. They're all phallic, but you know, they're there.
They're still around.
Oh, man. So,
what up, fool?
We did that show. We were in Raleigh, North Carolina, man. Raleigh was 50 degrees.
Hell yeah, dude.
But in Chicago, man, this comic, man, hangs out with us. First of all, man, if you're going to hang out backstage with us or anybody, you know, somebody invites you backstage, make sure you bring something they like.
Enough portions for everybody.
We like to, you know, relax, you know, have a little toke sometimes.
Chill.
Not all the time.
Put your feet up.
So this guy shows up, bro, with the thinnest joints. We don't want to say his name, bro, but he knows who he is, bro.
They were trim.
He ain't going to get no guest spot.
The paper to weed ratio was off.
Not only that, at the end of the night, you know, after we already ate, everybody ate. We were upstairs. This fool rolled up a joint, and he goes, oh, man, I'm going to need a joint for later. And he and he cut in half and took half.
Ah. I needed some for the ride.
Like a
home.
Piece of gum.
No courtesy, ration. Bro.
But what happened to the hospitality?
Yeah, what happened to the... I thought Chicago had hospitality, man.
God damn, dog.
How are you going to do that?
Half.
Hey, bro, I made you a sandwich, but let me bite it first. Eh?
Half of a half a joint. God damn, dog.
Man.
Hey, some fools, you know, got it like that, dog.
Anyway, so Birdman. Getting back to Birdman.
Sure, bro.
We're back in Pleasanton, California. Birdman said, you guys need a ride? I said, all right, we need a ride. We don't need no ride. Okay. So this fool can't get a ride. So we told him, man, listen, man, if you're going to come to the show, make sure you come by yourself, man. We get no stragglers.
Fucking entourage.
No open mic with sad faces. Asking a billion questions. How'd you get this far? Bro, go listen to my every podcast I've been on.
Yeah, there's over 130 of them.
Yeah, the champs.
Beauty and the Beast. The Church.
Crab Feast. Dean Del Rey.
Bert Kreischer.
What's Dean Del Rey's one?
Let there be talk, brother.
Let there be talk, brother, man. You know, I'm 60 years old, bro.
What are you talking about? I'm 61, man.
No, fuck, I'm 75, bro.
You know about the Bruce Springsteen's the boss?
I stopped eating candy, bro.
Metallica.
I crashed my motorcycle, bro.
Awesome. Let's crash it again.
Yeah, man. Dean Del Rey, bro. That was a rock album.
I haven't. I still haven't listened to it yet.
I gave it to you for your birthday,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, thank you very much, by the way. Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
I'm going to give it two, bro.
No, please, no. I'm good with this one.
I hate when people give you two of something you don't like.
Yeah, two things I got to throw away now, you know?
Two coasters.
So, well, this fool, after we told him you can't bring nobody, you come by yourself.
Okay, bro.
The fool posted a post. No, before that, he put a post.
After you told him, yes,
we need a ride. Hey, man, anybody looking to go to the show with my big homie? I'm looking for a truck with a four-seater, right?
A church van, bro.
Yeah, preferably a church van with a full tank.
All the news fit to print.
42 seatbelts.
Oh, also, you cannot have no comedy ambition.
These guys love to smoke.
Yeah, damn. Man. So I told him, man, don't fuck around, man. Come by yourself. So it's fucking raining, bro. This fool shows up like
easy rider, dog.
No, bro. Like desperate, low, like officer and gentleman, bro. In the rain. Love picked us up where we belong.
God damn, going to flight school.
The eagle soar in the mountain high. So this fool he showed up by himself in a Harley Davidson, bro.
Hilarious.
Where did this fool get you this shit,
bro? I don't fucking know. He's committing crimes on the way to the club,
I wouldn't loan you my car, dog. And you have a driver license. You wouldn't loan me a truck.
I would if you wanted to. Don't go take it, eh?
But still, dude, like, you know his credentials.
Oh, yeah, fucking. He has a long rap sheet, that guy.
I wouldn't loan my car to anybody that has black fingernails, bro.
And he's not a mechanic, dog.
If your fingernails have been peeled by, you've been dried on something.
Good. Anybody that has papers at their house to say the state of California verse.
If you're known by any type of bird and then man, I'm not going to loan you no car, man. Oh, man, you didn't loan your car to Lion Man? Fuck no, bro. Fuck Lion Man.
He ate my pigeon,
no
dog.
Aliases at all.
None.
Then that fool asked me for a guest spot, bro.
Come on, bro, I'm ready.
He hits me up, bro. He goes, hey, man, you ain't ready, bro. Now, fuck you, you ain't ready, bro. I'm ready to do five, ignore.
Not to be a dick, but hey.
Then I told him, man, listen, bro, I told you to do 5 minutes last time to be clean, and you did a dick in the ass joke, bro.
Hey.
We got a lot of complaints, bro.
It was a clean ass, though, bro.
Sometimes, man, like.
It was clean, bro.
Isn't showered, it like sometimes dog. You give comedians a chance, Jesus, whatever, and they fuck it all up, and then you gotta lie for them. No, you can't tell them as a manager, say, you know, don't ever bring this fucking stupid all asshole right. again.
Then you look like the dick.
Yeah, so you gotta lie to him now, bro. They say, you know what, bro, come back like in 6 weeks.
The Jamie Masada, hey, buddy, you bring the laughter in 6 weeks. That means don't come back, bro.
So we're in Pleasanton, man. San Antonio, what's the name, showed up? Antonio, shout out to Antonio from Flacos Tacos.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He brought those vegan flautas and los tamales.
And the tacos, too.
Yeah, man. Oh, and it's a good thing you're here because you've done a lot of. We got, first of all, guys, who's Trejo right here, bro?
Yeah, man.
I'm here, bro. I didn't know if I was supposed to talk. I just chimed
from the
in.
Comedy
stuff.
Oh, no, we usually do a little intro.
We're going to introduce you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. 25 minutes from now? I'm just kidding, man.
I'll be back, bro.
Long Beach is cocodilla, bro. I'm gonna let you talk right now, bro. Hold on.
We got Jesus straight here on the house from Long Beach.
Yeah, so we got all these shout outs. I gotta take off my glasses. We have a shout out here and shows.
Yeah, man.
I said I'm four. I lost like six pairs of reading glasses this year, bro.
Damn.
Six. Yeah.
Should just buy them ahead of time this year. Fuck it.
I want to get glasses that are dope bifocal, I guess, where I could look straight and it'd be okay. And then when I read, I just look down.
Costco, bro.
Then I could wear them all day.
That Kirkland Gold six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can afford to lose a pair every 2 months, and you'll be fine.
I didn't know we had a sponsor, bro.
I get them for my daddy.
Oh, shit, that's not my dental floss. Look at my dental floss came off. Yes.
Oh, my God, dude. Fuck, be like the pickpocket.
Oh, my God. I was telling you, we'll get back to our trips and our adventures. First of all, man, Rodrigo and I show up to the airport. I know you travel a lot early. We're always tired, man, and sometimes we're pretty annihilated. Could be a treat, and since I was a little kid, man, I like to look at people and look at looking like Tom Cruise over there, bro. You know what I mean?
The world is not enough.
David Fogerty over here. You know what I mean?
David Fogerty. Give that man a guitar.
Make it shut up, bro.
The pick.
Whatever, bro. Off. I'm trying to.
It's all good.
Give him a beach over here, bro.
He's a Scientologist. Don't talk about
Max Headroom, anyway. The guy from Alt-Right. Anyways. So.
Don't hit him again. Man, stop it.
We see people like East Indian people, you know, dark-ass East Indian people, light ones. And then and I always see like an East Indian guy, you know, with a suit on, you know, all nice suit.
A dark suit.
A dark suit, you know, looking nice. But he's walking around like he thinks he's all bad, bro, because he's rich. Talk. He's rich. Now he passed by them and go, look at this fool, man. He swear he's not black. But he's black as hell, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he has African features, but he has straight hair. He has a conk.
Conky dog.
So this fool's standing right there, man, you know, just chilling. And this like fucking old lady shows up with two bags and a suitcase.
Sunglasses. Which,
you know, stuff that could have been, like, boarded at the check-in, bro. This man has just too many bags already.
Big ass bag.
And then she stands right next to this fool, like size up next to him, man. Real close. He didn't even notice her, man. But I saw her ass.
Sniffing my ass.
And then she goes, what's with this fucking pickpocket over here, bro?
Oh. He said that out loud.
I said that.
Oh, this fool did. Hilarious.
So what's with this pickpocket over here,
bro? I was
like,
bro, what the fuck is this fool talking about? And I look and the lady's all like this. Like on me, dog.
But this fool almost got robbed on the plane.
That's great.
By an old Cuban lady.
Yeah.
This fool left his wallet right there in the pocket, and she took it, man.
She just started ransacking my shit.
She stood. She had it in her bag already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit happened like 5
years
ago.
And I told him, man. I said, hey, man, what's up with this fucking India right here, bro? Taking your wallet. He goes, no. He goes, start looking for it. No, it's in her bag. Then she goes, tell me cartera, and she opened it, took it out, gave it to him.
There's no crime here.
Oh, still gonna keep it?
Yeah, well, I gave that bitch the benefit of the doubt, but let's leave it here. I'm gonna go take a leak real quick and see if she grabs it. I was like, God damn, I didn't know motherfuckers were money hungry like that.
She was probably gonna blow the money on snacks on the plane. Dude. Hey, Mico, no quieres crackers?
She was from Cuba, dog. Wow. Remember?
Hell no, bro. She would have given that shit to Fidel, bro.
For every 100, he gets a 20, dog. Used to. He's dead.
Used to, man.
R.I.P., dog. But A for the Cowardly Lion, dog.
Oh, man. We saw this old lady, bro. She had bags on her eyes, over bags. She was bitter. And she looked at the Cowardly Lion, bro.
Oh, shit.
Like, exactly like him, dog. Like, you had to be there, dog.
Jessica Alba, bro.
Yeah, fool.
She cut in line.
Yeah, fool. She went all split.
She lost the Liberty out trying to hide.
With a little hat, huh?
We saw just Jason Alexander, but we left him alone because it was the summer of George.
We lost that fool, dog.
So we've been touring now. We hung out with DC Curry.
That's right,
nice.
Y'all.
He's a nice guy.
Uncle Elroy.
He gave Rodrigo a bunch. He drinks little bottles, bro. He has 10 little bottles.
Dewar Scotch.
Dewar's?
Yeah.
Dewar Scotch. That's Dewar's. What he drinks. He told us a bunch of funny ass stories, man, and he'll hopefully be in his podcast.
Man.
What's news up, break.
Do tell.
Mike Epps and TC were arrested, bro. TC is our road manager on the tour. Hopefully, we'll still be back on the tour.
I don't believe
it, man, because I hang out with these guys, man. Dude. They're not very violent.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. The motherfucker was probably talking shit, dog. Come on. I don't think it was that big, though.
Or, you know, it had to be some.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to be something with them.
But they let him go right away.
They didn't want to take a photo because he doesn't take photos that much.
Who, Mike?
Mike. He has a certain people that VIP, maybe like 30 at least, and he's in photo with them. But there's a lot of hang around, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
A lot of pimp show. Man, we
a lot
were
of,
in
a swarm. Chi-town.
Chi-town, man. It was a guy wearing a polar bear fur coat.
Oh, hilarious.
He had polar. I thought he was going to a rave or a pimp concert.
That fool had a polar bear skin hat, too, fool.
And a polar bear skin hat.
Damn.
Oh, so we get to Chicago, man, and we're staying like right around the corner. We're staying at University, Hilton, and I ordered some food, bro. And then it was a Grubhub. So then Rodrigo tells that Grubhub guy, hey, man, we'll pay you $5 if you take us to their show. So we gave him $5. He took us all to our gig, Grubhub guy. And then later on, he came back and smoked us out and drove us back.
Nice.
That was a real Chi-town hospitality, dog.
That's the real Chi-town. And took us to go eat.
Oh, yeah. That's after two, huh? Yeah. Dropped us off, dog. I forgot about that shit, dog.
And we led him to the show.
Escorted him back.
Wow.
That was a... Raleigh was sold out, man. It was like 4,500 people.
What you do in Raleigh? A theater?
A theater. Throughout theater. I do like 15 minutes in and out. Duke Energy Center.
Oh, wow.
A little arena and shit.
They got a little club down there, too. What is it? Dead Crow?
Dead Crow?
Yeah.
We were at the Duke Energy Arena in Raleigh, Durham. And the next day, a big old rally was starting. It was the Moro rally. It was a lot of women, a lot of people rallying, bro, and Uber couldn't come in and get us.
Had to go wait for her on the corner. Dog.
We had to walk 2 blocks.
Dang,
we were asked out.
We got out of there though.
We got out of there. Okay, glasses shout time. Out.
Glasses time.
Okay, people, shout out to Dario Rodriguez in San Antonio. We'll see you this weekend. Shows San Antonio this weekend at the River Center Improv, February 23rd through the 26th. In March, Spokane, Washington, El Paso, Texas. Some shows with Mike Epps, Tampa, Florida, Detroit, Baltimore, on sale today, Albuquerque at Isleta Resort, April 7th. Tampa. We're in Tampa again, man.
Yeah, man. Ybor City.
You gonna get a cigar?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Cool, fool. What's up, Jesus Trejo? We got Jesus Trejo, man.
How you living, dog?
Originally from where you from, dog?
Long Beach, born and raised. Eastside Long Beach,
I thought you're from Texas, bro.
No.
He just looks
Trevino
like it.
Brought you over, bro. I wonder this guy. Where did he come from, bro?
And I'm from Long Beach, born and raised, man. My whole life.
So you grew up like in Gabriel Iglesias, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know he was from Long Beach, bro, until like, I remember when I was in Long Beach City College, I would like drive.
It's only you and Snoop Dogg, bro, claim it.
I remember driving and seeing Gabriel.
Signal Hill.
Yeah, Signal Hill, right?
Gabriel always claims Signal. He claims he was from Signal Hill before.
Oh, okay.
I'm making that up, but he did live in Signal Hill.
Yeah.
I was to live with a cholo, bro.
Oh, really?
A cholo.
Gabriel did live in Signal Hill, but I'm telling you, he lived in a real Signal Hill. He lived right on top of the hill.
On top of the Costco, bro.
Yeah, on top of the Costco, and then he'll roll down and go to Jack in the Box. And then the other place, the king of bedspread or carpets, whatever that guy is.
Carpeteria?
No, I am the king of bedspreads.
I don't know.
I buy them.
You're killing me, Larry, dude?
Yeah.
Leads?
Killing me, Larry.
I don't know.
Well, we're over here advertising the warehouse.
Yeah, man.
Everyone's going to get their advertising today.
Shout out.
Shout out to fucking Flacos Tacos in Berkeley, bro. Go check them out, man.
Hell yeah. Bomb as fuck.
Check this out, man. I didn't know that people do this.
What, dog?
That's why I don't give people with disabilities guest pass, bro.
Uh-huh.
There's people who are handicapped, like people on wheelchairs, who go around suing restaurants. All they do is walk into a spot and to see if they have a ramp for them to get in, or they're a handicapped bathroom. And if they don't have it, they call the city and they sue the place.
Not everyone.
They settle out of court for 10 G's.
Oh, they make a living. There's a group. Wow.
Like they go to a place that they don't even intend to go there.
It's yours or mine?
No, that's yours, dude.
That's gnarly.
Ambulance chaser attorneys and shit, you know, find a little loophole.
And they probably got their team behind them, too, like lawyers who are in on it, too.
So they hit a Flacos Tacos, bro.
So he got hit with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Is he fighting it or is he going to fucking pay out?
No, first of all, But the handicap didn't know that the whole lot is already sold to a developer. So they're going to destroy it anyways.
Yeah, so he ain't got
so
shit.
So I don't think he's going to be liable. He's going to be able. He might take it out of it because he could always say, you know what, man, they're going to close this down. But they might say, I'm thinking, well, you close down for
but
now.
But also then. Certain right. places have like a like they're grandfathered in with the architecture. So it's like if you go to the chateau or whatever, it's like that's not wheelchair accessible, that bar. So it's like, how are you going to, you know, keep it up to standard code or whatever.
Yeah.
Shout out to another shout out, Chateau.
Chateau Marmont.
The Chateau Marmont, that's where John Belushi passed away.
Yes, yeah. He sure did.
Robin Williams and Robert De Niro.
Well, Robert De Niro left them there to die.
Gotta get out of here.
I'm out of here, man. I gotta go shoot Rocky. See right there, man, how I said, I'm out of here. I'm gonna go shoot Rocky. And nobody corrected me and said, no, yeah. Motherfucker, he's never been Rocky. That's how fucking fake news is spread, dog. Nobody corrects anybody at the gate.
Anybody
he goes, yeah, man, yeah, deployed. Yeah, man. A bunch of illegals got on a fucking bus in New Hampshire, by the way.
That's what I heard.
And drove all paranoid to Boston to vote for Hillary, man.
Illegal
like
vote,
Hillary.
Okay.
Like Hillary Swank.
Oh, my God. I'm a little old baby, dog.
Hell yeah, man. So we were shout out to National Giant Burger, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Where's that?
Bombs Burger.
Man.
In
if
Pleasanton.
You ever go to Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, there'll be a guy there who looks like Tommy Lasorda wearing some shorts.
What's going on, guys?
And that's Tommy.
I don't sell steaks no more.
Dude, this place called Nation Giant Burger. They got if you're fat, man, if you're fat. And you love eating pie laying down on your bed? Like I do?
Whoa, that's really fat.
I think, bro. I'm guilty of that, bro.
We all are.
A little plate like this, man. You're all sad. And then you're watching Forensic Files. And you're like, fuck, I just flossed.
You want to hear a crazy little story real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, fool, Luke Torres told me when he used to open up for fucking Louis Anderson in Vegas, that fool summoned him to his room. Hey, how you doing? And Luke, come into my room. He went to his room. That motherfucker was eating a fucking donut with a knife and fork, dog. He's like, dude, that was fucking weirdest shit I ever saw in my life, dude.
Got to keep it classy, bro. He's so fat, but he's no slob, you know?
Super fat, right?
Yeah, so if you like eating pie, this place sells cheap hamburgers and pies.
Oh, hell yeah. I feel like good eating.
Hamburgers cool. and pies, and they have breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, like Waffle House style.
Waffle House and pancakes. Better. So you could go there and go, man, could I have a double cheeseburger with bacon, man, with chili fries and onion rings, and also the pie of the day, which is French apple pie.
Plus amen. Cheese amen.
Man, if I wasn't vegan, bro, I'd tear that up, man.
Last time you ate this shit was 5 years ago, huh?
5 years ago. They have a vegetarian burger called the Harvester, which is just everything but the bun, but the hamburger.
The lady said it had egg in it, though.
Egg, yeah. So yeah, we tore that up, ate a vegan blossom.
Oh,
also,
yeah, that was good.
Shout out to the vegan guru.
Who's
vegan
that?
Vegan guru.
That's the fool that showed up with the gray mohawk.
That was another little smurf, fool. That white beard, fool.
No, Gargamel, bro.
Yo, I'm a celebrity chef, y'all. What show, dog?
That fool showed up.
Guy Fieri.
And made some lasagna.
Oh, you ate it, huh? How was it, dog?
Good.
Really,
it was
dog?
Good,
it was vegan?
Man.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
It was good. I can't believe I ate two pieces. I ate them down, too.
You got to, bro, with a fork and
knife. Also, shout out to that waitress. I don't know her name, but her boyfriend, Jeffrey, did a guest spot. Little Miklo.
Who's type fool? John, dog. Oh, shit. Well, back to the fucking happened? Comics hanging around and shit.
You know, like, sometimes you go to comedy clubs, Jesus, and then the whole week goes by and whatever, eh? You had a good time. You got paid. But this time I got to hang out with the staff, not just the dudes.
Yeah.
The guy, we gave a guest spot, and then his girlfriend was there. She was our waitress. And then the chef, who, by the way, drives a fucking Corvette.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that must be Tommy's something, right? Fuck no, it was a chef. It's a cook. It's the main cook.
Yeah, it's a big old transformer, bro. The yellow one.
Hey, he's a couple dollars. Hey, motherfucker.
And then we're chilling there, man. And shout out to that guy. There's a guy who made our fucking
Raymond.
Raymond from the DACA.
Yeah, the DAPL.
He's supporting the Ray Fiddler.
He's tribes from there.
Yeah, he made us Keith Box.
Yeah, there you go. That's what
he made us on.
What's that? Was an etch a sketch. I'm like, what is he doing?
He made us. He's looking for gold.
Panning.
He's drying up his phone. He's making He made us Keith Box this, and he made us on What's Up Fool podcast Dominoes, which we'll raffle out one day. Just one of our guests.
Nice.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Anyway, so. That fool's telling us one of his jokes, bro. You know, man, when you first start doing comedy,
before they said
that joke has a lot of fat.
This one was riddled with it, dog.
So this joke was just going forever, bro, forever, and it was losing momentum.
Never had it.
And then the other guy, who I didn't know the comedian, he said, nah, bro, let that one go.
Nah, this fool said, what do you think, dog?
There's a beginning, a lot of middle, no end.
No, yeah, that's the kid. What do you think, bro?
And he looks at us and starts smiling, looking like Betty Blanco from the Bronx. Takes a deep breath. Nah.
Shit. It was funny, man.
Then everybody died, dog. You had to be there, dog.
It had to be
dude,
there.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
So, we're hanging out, bro. Everybody throw your funny stories, bro. We're doing a lot of big dog stories, bro.
Good ones, bro.
The
good
big dogs are
classics.
Talking. Huh? The big dogs are talking. They're
come
sharing
on,
stories.
Bro.
The real one, bro.
You know what I'm talking about, bro, right?
I've been around for a long time, bro.
No.
Get on.
Let's
it,
just
bro.
Go with it. We'll
look
get
at
the
him,
names
bro.
Later.
Look at him, bro. Come on, you gotta give up. Look at his eyes, dog.
I'm gonna hit him, bro.
I don't know who that is.
You fucking slipping, cocksucker!
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
Was
gotcha,
good
gotcha.
One, bro. Nah, you had the eyeball going, go. You had the fucking hat.
Hey, nobody does
he
eyeball better than Gabriel, dog.
Bro.
Yeah. Well, dude, we've been around him forever.
And
dog.
Gabriel does the eyeball too.
Oh, he does that one the perfect spot.
Will he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so what was I talking
we're
about?
Classic stories about him, like backing up a comedian back in the day when he brings you
so
along.
We're talking
and
about.
Shit. You know, like, straight fuck, tell him, dog.
We're talking about some comedians are crazy, you know. Some comedians
will
back you up, but some comedians will back you up too much.
Make you feel bad.
Like they make you feel bad for backing you up. And you just met the guy because this comedian was working in Las Vegas at the Four Queens, and they were tired of the other comedian that he was hanging out with, you know, because that guy is another guy we talk about here, man.
That's a guy that needs to get kicked
down
the creek.
Last name started with a G. Anyways,
I'm gonna send you some letters, bro.
So that guy, they told him, no, bro, he needs to get, but that guy can't come here no more.
Uh-huh.
So this fool goes, he always says the wrong thing. Well, fuck that, bro. I am out of here too. And it was
the headliner.
The headliner.
Oh, okay.
Would you do that shit for somebody? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
would
yeah.
You?
Back your boy up for sure. Yeah.
So go for it.
I wouldn't.
Hey, fool. You know what?
No, but it wasn't about that.
Nah.
It could have been settled the right way. You know, like, that guy's not even on the show. He's just a guy hanging out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I needed more context. But, yeah, that's kind of tough then.
Hey, fool, when you were telling that story that one night, now I figured out, all right, it brought back to me why he walked away from that big-ass show in Austin. Remember?
Yeah.
Like a local store?
That's the second
now
time he did that.
I understood, fool.
That's the second time he did that.
So, but going with the story, Doc.
He leaves the Four Queens, right? He just leaves the gig and the fucking everybody moves up. The headliner became the
gone guy.
The feature became the headliner. The opener became the feature. Felipe Farsa just showed up, became the host. I wish. Nah. So.
So am I doing
tell
this fool?
Me,
so this fool gets kicked out of the club. So now they have 2 days to be in Vegas to do nothing, bro. Because he lost his headlining gig already. Right?
The Yorkies.
And the Yorkies. It was one of those things, bro, where it could have been avoided. Like, you could have told the other comedian, listen, man, I got to finish off my headlining responsibilities and just hang out outside. I'll see you after the show.
Sure.
And then we'll go get loaded.
Right.
That was the right way to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
But
jump to conclusion.
Plus, you just met the guy, by the way. And you don't expect somebody to go all out for you like that.
No.
Now you're forced to hang out with this guy for the next 2 days. You're kidding that, bro.
Yeah.
This guy had, that guy does balloon art, bro.
And I think he's got a balloon art, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, wanna hang out?
So he had this guy doing balloon art all over Fremont illegally.
No
get
permit.
Beer money.
No permit for the balloons, bro.
To get beer money, bro.
Wow.
Kidnapped him.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, bro. I got fired because of you, dog. All week.
Not going to be a place in Brooklyn where I can hang my hat.
So they go to tournament. Nobody does anything for free, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, fool. Hey, but it's also to show you how down I am for you, my dog.
But it's stupid down, eh?
Yeah, you know, no, you're right.
Because now I know you make sense why he walked out of the other game.
Well, dude, like, because you know that fool always done crazy shit. And we know him. Because this is the thing, dude. A lot of motherfuckers go on and tell stories about him, and they never hung out with him. They just know the stories from us, secondhand, or from other people. You know what I mean? So this motherfucker is a walking legend. But nevertheless, going back to, he's done super crazy shit around. I mean, you've done crazy shit, but whatever, dog. This motherfucker.
I don't know no job over it.
Yeah, but this fool go to the fucking edge, dog. You know what I mean? Wow. Just like, fuck this motherfucker. And that one day, he walked away from a sold out fucking, how many people were there, Felipe? 5,000?
5,000.
It was a lot.
Well, more merit to him. I mean, he's a G. Like,
ready for him to go on stage, dog.
He'll back you up. That's the ride or die right there.
This motherfucker wasn't even a comic. I'm a road manager, bro. Remember?
Yeah.
And then it was fucking homeboy that was doing the show. He's all, he looks like a gangsta. Hey, that's my friend, bro. I'm out of here, dog. Boom. And they had the dude that was on stage. They handed him a little note. Do 45 more, dog.
Wow, that's a real one.
Granted, man. The dude that was going on him before was getting standing nose, and that motherfucker would go on stage and get a standing note after his ass, dog. You know what I'm saying? This is who the craziest motherfucker
hysterical.
On the planet.
Okay, now so, I piece everything together.
All right, bro. Get out of that fucking
house. No, you know the big mistake now, right?
Yeah, okay.
Our listeners know who we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Fool. Not just to get you acclimated, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
este güey está loco.
Acclimated, dog.
Hilarious.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's things like that. Like, one thing is to back up a friend, and one thing is to, like, do the right thing.
Yeah.
Make a scene too, though, dog. Yeah. Fucking drama movie.
That's gnarly, bro.
Gnarly.
I'm pretty sure you
have
to back up Pauly Shore, bro. You didn't want to, huh?
PJ Stanberry.
So what's it like to tour with Pauly Shore? Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, we ran into each other at the airport.
Kentucky.
Same plane.
We were in Pleasanton, and Rodrigo had to go do a count of everybody because this guy, we got to count everything.
Sure. Yeah.
I remember.
You didn't like my last
count. The guy at Whitey's Bar and Grill,
Indiana, in Iowa.
Dubuque.
Dubuque. What was that?
Whitey's. It's like a billiard. Whitey's Billiard. You went there with Pauly Shore.
Oh, man. I've done some. I don't know. I don't really remember this. What? Did he count?
Yeah. He said you were counting.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They were shady.
Make sure I sell out, buddy.
Dude, make sure. Dude, they're kind of crusty with it. Bro, there's times like. Man, what was actually Brenton? We've been on the road together a bunch, and it's like, man,
with Pauly Shore?
Yeah. We've toured a bunch. We're just like, bro. One time I pissed him off, and I regret it to this day.
Took his head off?
No, bro.
Bro. Took his wig off.
Bro, you told him, what did you like canteen for, bro?
Dude, what's up with the scarf, buddy?
Bro, you fucking spilled my soup.
Bro, we were in
Chinese soup.
Were you on that one?
Chinese soup.
Cincinnati.
Bring the little
Snapchat.
Were you in Cincinnati? We're staying in the high rise.
Fucker, bro.
Yeah. Hey, fool. Oh,
this is my favorite joke about Pauly Shore, bro. Pauly Shore, my favorite joke on Pauly Shore. Do it,
dude. Let me tell you, dog. People say that he's cheesy. Dude, this motherfucker's comedy, dog.
He's funny, bro.
He's funny,
dude. Me and Franker were chilling one day, fucking watching. It was when the whole shit happened when he got hit in the club or something, right? But there's a video of this doing stand-up.
It's the one left in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
With, what's her name?
It was around that time. And he had a little special, like a one-hour special filmed at a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about, like, if he would adopt somebody, right?
Like Woody Allen.
Yeah. bro, I'll adopt a girl from Sweden, bro. Yeah, bro. Get her, like, when she's 10, bro. And when she turns 18... I'm a fucker, bro.
That's on the special?
Yeah. It's online somewhere, dog. Fool, we fucking died on the ground for like 3 hours, dog.
Because it's funny because...
William ain't got nothing on me, cocksuckers.
It's Pauly, man. You can tell you he been planning that shit, bro.
That's what I said, planning. Or crusading. Conspiracy. Well, that shit was comedy, dog. Even though it's fucking sickening, you know what I mean?
How did you meet him?
I met Pauly at the comedy store. I was parking cars, working the door, and then he's like, dude, you want to go on the road? And first place I went was Nashville. I did Zany's in Nashville with him.
I've been there.
And fucking great gig, but it was crazy. I don't know what the road was, It's like, that was like awesome. Like, that was huge. Dude. Yeah, man.
What year was that? 2010?
It's a road.
2010-ish, yeah. Yeah, 2010. maybe 2011.
Yeah, because we seen you around 2011, dude.
You guys were going to the parlor.
That's
you guys
right,
were going to the parlor, and I was going. I think Cincinnati was a trip I was going on because I pissed off Polly because we did radio and we're going back and forth, and you know early on I had this bad habit of just like overly joking around with people. So we're going back and forth. So he gets on the elevator. We're coming back from radio. He has to go take a two. Like, he has to take a me dump, right? So we're going back and forth. He's staying, like, on the 22nd floor. I'm, like, somewhere on the lower level, like, you know, floors. So I'm like, oh, we're playing around. So I hit all the buttons. Like, I'm like, I'll see you, bro. And he's like, dude, you fucked up. Bro, the door's closing. He's so pissed. You fucked up, bro. And I just remember grabbing my head going, I really fucked up, you know, and you so I'm in my room pacing, bro. I'm sweating. I'm nervous as it is. So I'm just pacing. Sure enough, the phone rings. Come up to my room, bro. So I go up. He's like, dude, you know I had to go to the bathroom, bro. Why'd you do that? I'm like, I thought it was funny. He's like, dude, you fucked up. I was like,
shit my pants, bro.
Oh man, but always stupid shit like that. I mean, I even got banned. I mean, Brent knows the story. I got banned from the comedy store because I drew a dick on the manager's car. It was dirty. I mean,
what manager, eh?
Well, he's not there no more, but
Big Tommy. T.
Tommy.
Everyone's drawing stuff on a car. Yeah, I mean, if it's dirty, hey, wash me, blah, blah. So I drew a
it
dick
was a
on the
dirty
hood of the
Mexican
car.
Dick. That's why.
That's what it was. It was uncircumcised, bro. No mushroom head on it. And yeah, so I just drew it, thought it was funny. And then
it's cold, bro.
And then I get in trouble. I get banned for a month. I almost get kicked off of that Polytics tour. He was promoting that special, the Polytics.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
They weren't going to put my name up on the wall. I mean, shit just hit the fan. So Poly says, hey, I'll take you on the road. That's exactly when I ran into you guys after I got banned. And then he says,
remember you telling us.
Yeah, and he's like, dude, stop fucking up like this, you know, blah, blah. So he gives me a serious talk. I soak up games. So the next day we wake up for radio. He's like, hey, be in the lobby at 5. And there's a sliding door, and it's glass, so it's all sweaty. So I'm in the lobby chilling. So I'm drawing this, like, puppy on the glass.
Dicks to puppies.
Yeah. And then I hear, like, a breath behind me, just like a... And I turn around, and it's him. He's like, dude, what did I tell you about drawing stuff? I'm like, I fucked up.
Fucking art teacher, eh?
He's like, bro, go to your room, bro.
Art lessons,
bro.
Got the next Van Gogh over here.
And I love going to radio. Like, that's my shit. So
I'm a morning guy.
Yeah, I'm a morning guy. So he's like,
paper?
Dude, go to your coffee room, bro. That hurts so much. I'm just sitting there all early in the morning like, damn.
Lo cacharon.
I ain't got no money on me. And I know. It's like, I don't have money
call
on me.
Call me, dog.
And I know Polly goes to grab breakfast after radio, so I'm like, fuck, I ain't going to eat breakfast, bro.
Hey, no McGriddles for you, bro.
No continental breakfast in the hotel either, bro.
Dig.
Yeah.
No powdered eggs, bro, for you.
Yeah, just, I learned a lot of lessons early on. It's just, you know, not knowing how to hang, I guess, you know?
Yeah, but you learn, fool, you know? It's part of growing up, bro.
You have to have drawing, bro.
Get this for a notepad, dog.
Shit, man.
Doodle, dog.
Bro. That was the worst feeling when I turn around, just, what'd I say?
Hey, fool, it's always when you least suspect motherfuckers are there, huh?
Right, right.
Oh, shit.
You're silencing me.
Fucking pull the curtain.
Yeah, man.
So how did you end up at the comedy? You just showed up or started hanging out?
The very first time, it was like a while ago, like long early on, a buddy of mine, Raul Garcia, took me to the Comedy Store. And then I just didn't really go back because it was such a weird place. And then Trevino was the one that said, hey, man, you should go hang out there. You should get a job there.
How'd you meet him?
I met him. I was still in college, and I would go watch the Friday shows, which is where I would go see you. And, you know, I know Trevino would go up often. So, yeah. Yeah, at the Improv on the Friday nights, Refried Show. Yep. So I would go there, and, you know, I met Steve, and, you know, I kept hanging out. I kept saying hi and just hanging out. I remember when I graduated from college, I took him an invitation. I barely know the guy. I'm like, hey, you want to go on my graduation? He's like, yeah, for sure. It's like, who the fuck is this kid? I was one of those guys you guys are talking about, you know?
No, well, everybody's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I was invited to the prom, bro.
At a show?
I was invited to grad night by Ivan, bro.
That's awesome.
He said, we'll meet chicks, bro.
Bro, you, couldn't, yes,
you couldn't meet chicks to take, bro.
There's going to be some there, dog.
Bro, you don't know my age, do you?
You look good, dog. Hell yeah, that's
yeah,
what's
man,
up,
but
when I met you, I met you, you were hanging out with a guy that was from the Indian Empire, weren't you?
No, well, that was Raul Garcia early on.
No, like a weirdo looking guy.
A weirdo?
Yeah, like a tall, light-skinned Mexican dude. He lived probably like he lived by India or somewhere. No. Okay, I made it up.
Probably another guy that looks like that guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I met you at an open mic in Long Beach a long time ago, remember?
Yeah.
Where that tall brother used to host. You know that fool, dog. He'd been doing comedy forever,
at
dog.
The coffee shop, right?
Exactly,
Yeah. Yeah, big old microphone. It looked like this from back there. You have to hold it with two hands. So set up punch. You know?
Like Buddy Holly mic,
Jesus.
Dog. Yeah, fool.
Yeah, man.
You got ready for your next comedian.
This motherfucker
this
right here.
This guy killed the Catskills. You got me. I seen him at the Hop on Wednesday with Cat Williams. He's the one that took over the
Hop. Did you ever do the Hop?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Both Hops.
Both Hops.
Mm. I just did the old Hop.
Which one? The one?
No. The most recent of Hops.
Lakewood?
Lakewood. Yeah, Lakewood. And there was I remember I just did it like once.
Puente, dog.
Man, we were there one time. A lot of times, man. We have a Thursday show there.
Yeah, fool. Original comedy show.
Original comedy there on Thursday, man. It was like... It was crazy. It was a big fight one night, man. They were throwing stools. Ugh. It was the bikers against the security guards.
Yeah, fuck all that.
It was a crazy fight, man.
I was in the car smoking weed, dog.
Then everybody, and then the same people that were in a fight show up the next week to see what happened. But there was a cop stationed across the street. They didn't care, huh?
That motherfucker ain't gonna get his ass beat.
They haven't called, bro. Let him call.
There were some crazy times, dog.
I know, bro.
You used to work at the comedy store, right?
Drive my car for 2 days, bro.
2 long days.
They told me to climb that ladder, bro. I said, nah. It shakes too much.
Fuck that. Anybody ever eaten shit off that ladder yet?
They would have owned the place by now. So you were there when the comedy store was not that great, and now you're there when it's great, right?
Now it's hot, bro. It used to be, we used to play... Like, what we get late night now was, like, the best audience we had during the week, you know? It's like, just working there was awful, man. Like, no audience.
You were there with those, I remember there being empty, bro. Like,
oh,
empty.
Fuck yeah.
It was bad.
The OR.
They used to close it down at 10. It was done. Because the last guy left. It's like, you sure you don't want to stay?
Seven people.
I'll buy you a drink, you know?
I remember being there at 1:30 in the morning performing to 10 people, man. Now it's packed at 1:30, huh?
Oh, it's, yeah, it's... There's a wait list up until the very end. I mean, there's people waiting. They're like, hey, I'll catch the last few comics. That's cool. You used to work at the comedy store, right? You worked there when they had the white T-shirt, right? White and black T-shirt? Dang. How long did you work there for?
Probably a week, man. Oh. But I would do guests.
Did you get passed in a week?
No, I got passed in 8 weeks. I went up there for 8 weeks, and then she finally said, go. I became a paid regular immediately after that.
That's crazy.
And then I went to work the door, and then I would leave the door by itself, and then go do a spot and come back, and they would get mad all the time.
I could see why they got mad, you know? I could see that.
But I had a good time, man. I stood there in the dark and smoked a joint by the piano by myself.
In the main room?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nobody was looking. It was empty. You know, over those times, it was dead, man. Dead!
Wow. Dead, dead.
When everybody was not respecting the light and doing 1 hour in between sets, had to go, bro.
Dice Man, 2 hours.
Who was the big comic popping in at the time? Like now we're fortunate enough to see, like
Eddie Griffin.
Bill Burr pop in and stuff like that, and we get to see him work out. All these, like, comics. Who were the guys that were popping in at that time?
Dice Man was always there.
Dice Man.
Joe Rogan.
Mm. But these guys, they were not that exciting, you know, when they walked in.
It was like nothing almost.
It was more still Seinfeld. Mm. I saw Louis C.K. come in one day, and when I was a young comic, and he killed it. He still had hair.
Oh, wow.
And then Dave Attell, probably a big comic.
He still had hair, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sarah Silverman.
You and El Catrín seen Chris Rock before Bring the Pain.
Oh, we
huh?
saw Chris Rock twice and Dave Chappelle. Mm. And those guys killed it, man.
Yeah, I was there for those two Dave Chappelle shows.
They cook.
Awesome.
I remember working a lot. Like, I was working, like, I was parking cars, and at the time, I still had a job, you know, so it's like I was working with kids over in Hermosa Beach, and when Dave Chappelle would pop in, it's like we wouldn't leave the club till like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I had to be at school at 7, then drive home to Long Beach. I mean, I was stressed out, and he would pop in like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. After a while, I was like, oh man, I don't think I could sustain this. You know what I mean?
It's
like
a real hustle, right?
Like,
there,
Dave,
dog.
Please take a day off, man. Let me rest. You know what I mean? I need these $8 an hour to park these cars, you know? So crazy, man. Just the people that go in there, it just blows your mind. How come you don't go back anymore?
Because, man, Because I don't know. I do.
Bad memories there. Oh,
really? Bad memories, bro. And I do the. No, I'm gonna do the Microsoft Theater.
Oh, nice.
I do the Club Nokia. I sell out 2 shows a year. You know, that's 1,500 people.
You worked your ass off, bro. Yeah, you're inspiring as fuck just to see you. Like, especially to take it even a step further, like, as Latino comics, it's like, you've done it the right way. I mean, it's like, you worked your ass off, you're on the road. It's inspiring as fuck to see your path. I mean, and you got great things coming up, you know, which we talked about last time we were here, which I'm excited.
I like to perform, but I don't like to perform in LA because I don't want to, like, I want people to be excited to see me.
Yeah, you don't want to cannibalize your market.
I can't go over there like a 20-minute set, and they paid, what, $25, $30 to watch. They get to see a whole show, but they want to see more of me. Right. They want to see the whole hour, the whole 45 minutes.
The entire act?
Yeah, man. And if I keep doing guest spots everywhere, nobody's going to show up to the big shows.
Did that happen gradually for you where you're like, I'm not going to do clubs in town? Because
no, actually, when after One Last Comic Standing, I was always busy, man. I was on a tour for 85 cities immediately after the show. So I was gone for every week from September all the way to January. And then from February on, I started getting a bunch of gigs. I never really headlined till 2010. I headlined like one nighter, but never had consecutive weeks.
And like now, clubs, man, in the circuit?
Now I'm with a good agent, ICM. And they gave me a lot of gigs,
and
man.
Salinas?
Everywhere, man. I used to perform in Salinas, California. I did a show one time there in front of the it was at a recreation center in front of the projects.
Wasn't John Steinbeck Center for the Arts?
Yeah, John Steinbeck. Oh, speaking of John, we also ran into another vegan, John Sally, bro.
Oh, that's right.
And his daughter.
In Burbank.
He was going to host the Oak Fest.
Oak Fest, yeah.
So what's up, fool? So, man, you grew up, but you're a lonely child?
Yeah, I'm an only child.
You grew up with your parents, right?
They had my mom and dad.
They had you later on in life.
Yeah, they were like 41, 42. Like, yeah, 40, 41.
So at least there's potential.
Yeah, there's potential there. Perfect. I mean, with this in this day and age, it's very much doable. But back then, you know, it's just like, it was crazy. It was definitely a oops, baby. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, oh, fuck, now what? You know? But, yeah, it's like I grew up only child. And later I found out that I had, you know, half siblings, you know, in Mexico.
Where?
In Mexico from my dad's side. So it was cool. But, I mean, for my whole life, I mean, it was just the only child. And it was cool. You know what I mean? I don't mind it. You know, my dad's a gardener. I used to go garden with him. I still do it now, you know.
He was 45 when he had you?
No, 40. So he's 72 now. He's 72 now. So it's like I still help him out with mowing lawns.
So you take care
of
them now?
Yeah, I take care of them. Both of my parents are ill. And, you know, I just take care of them. And it's just part of it. You know, I mean, I think with the Latino culture, it's just something that we do. You know, it's like we don't believe in that whole old people's home thing. You know, it's like we hang out, bro.
I know. Man, white people be putting their people in the old folks home, man. Mexican, we can, bro, because they still have the lease in the house.
Yeah. That's something to do with resources, too, though.
Because, man, we're trying to fight over his apartment.
Right. Yeah, the
rent
bills,
control, eh? Don't move,
the leases.
Mom.
I remember Lisa told me that she used to work at an old folks home, and there'd be like old white men there were living there, and they said that their kids dropped them off and told them they're going to remodel the house, but they just dumped them.
Oh, yeah, psyched them out.
And sold the house.
Who wants
they're going to come get reason? Me right now. They're remodeling the house. Or are they coming back?
I couldn't put that on my dad. I'd be like, sure, no, you thought you, though. I'll help you. I know how
cold-blooded, to. Cold-blooded, huh?
Hey, damn. Man, some people got other responsibilities.
Take this one on a hike and push
that's
him over
cold,
a cliff.
Man.
Murr.
I couldn't see myself doing that. There was a time
neither,
my mom
to my
had
rabbit?
A...
Hell no.
I couldn't do it, bro. I just couldn't.
Yeah, can we? No, you gotta have the how did Jay London say? A certain kind of ilk.
Thank you. You take care of your parents, Jesus. For a little while.
So you live with your parents?
Yeah. Live with my parents, take care of them, help them out. It's cool, bro. Yesterday, I had an audition. I had to take my mom with me to the audition. That was great. She was hanging out, loving it, bro, loving it. And just, you know, I have to do that sometimes because, you know, I can't leave her by herself, you know, so.
How old is she?
She's 72. So my dad is going on 73. My mom is 72.
So you were born in 87?
86.
86.
Yep. And yeah, man, it was great because she was just hanging out, and it was over there by 200 La Brea, you know. So he's like, you know, what do all these people do? Like, oh, they're just here for an audition. He's like, you have to compete with all these people. And I had to explain it to her. And then it was funny because my mom used to be a live-in maid. You know, she used to be a maid over at Palos Verdes. Used to watch kids, you know, for whatever the rich families live there and shit. So there was this bunch of, like, Mexican ladies with strollers, and they had white babies in the strollers. My mom's like, you don't find that weird? I'm like, they're doing what you used to do, Mom. Like, they all take care of, you know, white people's babies because they're, you know, have careers mates here. Yeah. She's like, oh, okay. It's crazy.
Crazy, man.
It was dope to see my mom in the audition room just hanging out. It was dope.
Different world, dog.
Yeah, made of honor.
The honor is all mine.
Hey.
Thank you. Your father was both born here in the United States?
No, my parents.
Yeah.
No, my parents, my dad's from Sinaloa, and my mom's
orale
from
Jalisco. Sinaloa, pariente, no? What part, bro?
Shit, I don't even know. I've never been. I actually
Where I'm from.
The good part.
Sinaloa?
So is Paul Rodriguez.
Is he really?
Paul Rodriguez is from Culiacan, Sinaloa, and I'm from Ruiz Cortines. It's a small little town, bro, you know?
Mm.
It's by Los Mochis, you know?
Los Mochis, yeah. What is it? My dad mentions Mochis, Tangahuasicuaro.
Tangahuasicuaro.
And
Guamuchil.
Yeah. Guamuchil, no.
Sonora, no. Nogales. Mm. Yeah, if your dad mentioned Los Mochis, then we're part of the same area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. He mentions the Mochis a lot. My mom is from Jalisco, like Talpa, Jalpa, El Estanco.
Oh, Talpa's nice.
Yeah.
Any city is nice.
Yeah. I took my mom to
Talpa's a beautiful vacation spot, right? Talpa?
I've never been there, dude.
Have you heard of it?
From what I hear, it's a vacation spot. Yeah, you know?
Tepatitlan.
I took my mom recently to Mexico to complete una manda over at the Basilica in El DF.
She never did it?
What does that mean?
No, she never did it. It's almost like a Catholic mitzvah, you know, where you make a promise that you're going to go to the temple and it's almost like asking for something. And if you get it, say, hey, I'm going to go visit the temple, you know, do a pilgrimage of sorts. So we did that. I took both of my parents. It was hysterical. And then I got to do stand-up out there in Spanish, which was dope, man.
Oh, yeah, because you do stand-up in Spanish, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I've been closing out the shows there at the factory here and there, you know, doing shows at the store all in Spanish. So it's another outlet, but yeah.
Have a Spanish show or you just ended in Spanish?
I'm sorry?
It's a Spanish show or you just ended in Spanish?
No, I do my set. I translate the jokes that I have to Spanish.
But the whole show you're on is in Spanish?
Yeah, yeah. It's 100%. Everyone's all in Spanish.
Español.
Yeah. So it was cool. I did it down there in El DF at this Shakespeare Forum. There's a show that they have on Saturdays called Siete Machos. It's like really dope and all the comics. So they let me do 15
bunch of
minutes.
Hacks.
No, they're amazing, bro. Those guys are pretty cool.
Are they doing stand-up or stories?
Stand-up. Stand-up
is new in Mexico, huh?
Yeah, it's fairly new. I think it's like the average is like 5 to 6 years in to stand-up. But the guys, the Siete Machos guys, there's guys, Fran Evia, Eduardo Talavera, this guy named Ese Wey, a guy named El Muerto.
Ese Wey.
Man, these are, they're good, bro. They're good.
Toronto, Ese Wey, you got to be good in Mexico.
They're legitimately good.
Not to be confused with Shucky Ducky. El Matón.
Because back, like, Mexico-style
like
comedy
card.
In Spanish, it was like doble sentido type jokes.
Well, that's what makes it hard. Like, double entendre, similes, and metaphors are hard because you lose the wordplay when you go into Spanish. And when you speak Spanish, everything is backwards. So if I'm doing a joke about the microphone, it's like the black microphone. And if I say it in Spanish, it's microphone.
Negro.
Yeah, microphone black. You know, the cadence is all off. So some of the jokes I lose because of the double entendre, but I can still get to the punchline if I take the longer route there, you know? So when I do the set, you know, one of the jokes I do is like, I'm an only child and I grew up confused because I never understood how I still had hand-me-downs. It's very much a setup punch. But in Spanish, I have to take the long route. It's like, yo crecí hijo único y nunca supe cómo tenía ropa de segunda. You know, de segunda, I'm explaining it of second use, you know, as opposed to hand-me-downs. So It's a great skill to translate the jokes that I have and go here. And then sometimes you're inspired to write a joke only in Spanish. You're like, oh, man, this is an idea that I've had. in Spanish only that wouldn't work in English.
What's the word comedians who bomb in English and now bombing in Spanish?
Hey, that's, the more the merrier, bro. I'm trying to earn that bomber jacket, bro.
Comedians can bomb in English, then switch it up to Spanish, bro. Like, how many languages are you going to bomb in?
He's an international bomber.
I do also do Indian comedy.
I've been bombing so hard I grew a beard, bro.
Fools bomb hard, bro.
Oh, got to hustle it, dog.
How can you go from muy, not muy funny in English, bro,
to muy
no,
terrible.
To no chistoso.
The fuck, bro?
Fuck, bro!
But what I was saying earlier, like Mexico traditionally, like you remember like Polo Polo style, they were all like doble sentido, like quick one-liners or long stories.
Cuidado, cuidado, cuidado.
And that's the paradigm shift that's happened. Like, look.
Now they're doing traditional stand-up, so, like talking about my life.
Right. So it's like,
yes,
the jokey jokes are frowned upon because it's like that's been done. Everyone has the same joke. They put their own seasoning on it. So now it's all personal stuff. Like they're just talking about their lives and, you know, it's stand-up relationship stuff and it's.
I do relationships, bro.
Oh, really? That's your thing? Okay.
I'm fucking with you. Like,
I'm playing along, bro.
Oh.
But you don't understand.
I'm improv. Yes, and. Yes, and, bro. You
broke down the fourth wall, dog.
But you don't understand.
No, man. You don't understand, dog.
No, you don't understand.
I told you, dog. You don't understand,
no,
though,
man,
dog.
No, man, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Did I just say you don't understand?
You don't understand.
Are you listening to me?
That's what people do with the audience. Let me tell you something, audience.
Tell me what, mama.
Am I wrong when I say this? In my opinion, like Peggy Bundy, Peggy Hill.
I'm Family Guy when the dog did the one-man show, dog.
So you grew up in Long Beach with your parents, and they were gardeners?
Yeah, my dad's a gardener. My mama, a maid, living maid.
So they came in illegally?
Yeah. Yeah.
A long time
How
ago.
Dare
a long
they?
Time ago, man. They came in. My dad told me the story. This fool got deported like 7 times in a week. And just in a span
Jason
of like 5 days.
Like after a while, fucking born in East LA.
After a while, they just knew that fool was like, hey, man, you know the drill. It's like fucking profile, hands. Like,
you got deported 6 times?
Yeah. In a week.
Back in the day when it was just slap on the wrist.
In a week, bro.
Well, that's the thing. If you say you're from, you know, Sinaloa, they'll fly your ass all the way to Sinaloa. Go back to square one, shoots and ladders. But he was like, where are you from? Tijuana. Get out of here. He just exit through the back door, bro. Through the gift shop. Exit through the gift shop.
Huh.
And yeah, man.
That was before when they were just... Let you go and then process your ass.
Well, they already had his information, so I'm good. They're just like, hey, double
another,
that one.
Another check.
It's his third time today, so. Yeah, man.
Must
yeah,
be he tougher now.
Oh,
so they're American citizens now?
Yeah, yeah, they're both American citizens. So they
you're
worked
American
their ass
citizen.
Off.
You're American citizen. You're anchor baby.
Yeah, I was born here. I was born here, born and raised in Long Beach.
Yeah, I know.
Do they have other relatives here who live
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. I have a lot of family from my mom's side. A
lot of cousins?
A lot of cousins, bro. I hang out actually more with my mom's side because my dad's side's family is in Mexico, you know. So
he came solo.
What's that?
He pretty much came solo.
Yeah, he came solo. Yeah, yeah. It was cool, and it's so funny now. It's like with the whole stand-up thing. It's like I think initially my dad kind of had his dukes up, like I don't get this, but he's starting to come around a little more. I think my mom came around, but my dad, I'm still trying to crack that cookie, man. You guys encounter that shit with your family?
Hell no.
No?
I just don't
You don't care,
fuck,
right?
I don't give a fuck.
What do you do? Think?
I remember one time going to Nashville, the Nashville trip. I told my dad, I'm like, hey, I'm going to open for Polly. I'm excited to go to Nashville. And Afu answered, he's like, what? They don't have comedians over there? Why do they need you?
Is that Paul Rodriguez está cabrón?
He's like, they don't have nobody over there? I'm like, no. Yeah. Crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
What up, dog?
What's up,
what's
fool?
Up, fool?
You're always a cool, happy dude, though, dude. On the real, though. You're a fucking cool motherfucker to be around.
You better go home and whip yourself, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thomas Morrow.
You're all mad with fuck, man. You put new
this
on
gig
rice.
Is already so fucked up as it is. I don't need to add more shit to it. You
know? I
know. So I might as well just smile.
What's the worst
people?
Gig you ever done, bro?
Tell us.
Oh. Indio.
Last time.
And tell us who pulled on it, bro. Don't even know name, bro. Our listeners know everybody. They like to go hit them up afterward.
Bro, worst gig I did was a college, bro. It was a college. Because when you first get colleges, you're like, man, this is great. I'm going to make some money, blah, blah. There's going to be people there. None of that. Just the money, you know, just a check. Colleges are nothing more than a check, bro. And so I show up. I'm excited, bro.
The student union.
the student union. I'm like, hey, what's up? I check in early. I'm happy.
Where the show gonna be at? You're like, oh, right here. You already outside?
Yeah.
You already went over your notes.
I'm all showered up, three flowers on deck. I had hair back then. Like, I was happy, bro. So I show up, and they're like, where's the show gonna be? They're like, right here. It's in the food court. There's no stage. There's no nothing. There's just one speaker. The food court's under construction. You can hear a jackhammer in the back. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, yeah, the guy will stop during your set. Okay, you know. Psych. So
you can hear the fucking Coke machine being on.
You can hear the soda machine. And so they bring me up, and I'm like, hey, aren't you going to face any of these chairs over here? They're like, no, you just go for it, you know. So
go for it, though.
The guy goes, hey, for your comedy pleasure, and he just looks over his shoulder. He's like, Jesus, just gives me the mic. I'm like, oh no, I'm already feeling beads of sweat go down my ass crack, bro. I'm like, this is not good. So I go into lots of energy, like, hey guys,
how's that pizza?
I was so excited, and I remember there was a kid eating Chick-fil-A or whatever it was, and he picked up his tray and like he moved to a table way to the back. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then there were some kids studying. They closed their books. They walked away. So it was like, it wasn't going my way, obviously, you know.
I'm on the dean list, bro.
And 10 minutes in, I'm like, all right, here we go. So I turn it up a notch. I'm like, hey, guys, start talking. So what's your major, bro? They don't want to hear it. Even the staff, you can see, like, pointing to me with their thumbs going, like, who is this guy? So I just look like an autistic kid spasming in the food court. And it was so bad, bro. So at minute 20, I just walk over to the guy.
At minute 20, bro.
At minute 20, I'm supposed to do 45.
At minute 20, you're already giving up.
Bro, so I go over there, I'm like, bro.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Like, nobody's paying attention. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like,
you too?
This isn't going to work. And then he's
it
like.
It always works.
And then he's like, well. We don't usually do the show here. I'm like, oh, I'm the lucky guy that gets to do it here.
What happened to the arena?
Nobody's in the kitchen.
And then I told him, I said, where do you guys usually do the show? He's like, oh, we do it in a black box theater. You know, I have a small black box that holds 100. He's like, we do it there.
Yeah, but it's for comedians over there.
Not the lot guy from the comedy store, the jardinero.
Seinfeld, man.
Living with his mom.
Who's this guy think he is?
And,
the new sheriff in town.
It's for the cast, not the ensemble.
And what was crazy was that the promoter showed up because I was doing a Friday, Saturday.
Wow. Damn. You're there one. You're there more than one night?
No. I was doing a Thursday, but I was doing the club in that town.
Oh, okay.
So the promoter shows up. He's like, hey, man, we're going to sell some tickets. So he's doing the Vegas thing, with the tickets. We're going to sell some tickets.
Man,
that stacks, cocksucker.
By the time I come back at minute 20, the tickets are in his pocket, bro. They're like, yeah, we're
fucking
not going to sell
James.
Anything. Dude, I left in tears, bro. I was crying.
Hey, fool, that shit happens, Dick.
Dude.
That's a real struggle.
I've done games like that, man, but luckily, man, now when I've done them, there's been two guys going up before me, man, getting all the slack. But, man, bro.
It sucks, bro.
San Antonio.
You got to keep your
University of San Antonio University or San Antonio College, whatever it is.
Is it the women's college in San Antonio?
I don't know. I mean,
I did the women's college.
I was on top. On top of the quad.
Is there like a lake? Is there like a lake there?
I don't remember, man. But I was on top, man. And they were on the bottom. I was on top, and they were eating on the bottom, and I was performing to the bottom.
Like a sniper.
But, dude, oh, man. It was horrible, man. The guy that went up before me was Andy Kern.
Oh, my God.
And he's wearing a little white T-shirt that fucked up Hanes.
Ugh.
And you can see the bottom gut. And he goes up to dun 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 dun.
Yeah, his boombox playing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And you can see all these little black kids. Well, I'm saying black kids because you know they're college kids. They're getting grossed out, bro.
Man, what's wrong with him?
This girl said, "Man, I was about to eat right now, man." This guy's showing his belly, man. It's gross.
That's fucking disgusting.
And I'm hearing this all before I go up, bro.
Psych yourself out.
But he's going up to dun 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 dun, dun, dun. And dude. Then he brings up this young comic, this girl, man, and she does, she's performing, dog. There's a photo of her performing, and right behind her, she's leaning next to the Coke machine, bro. And there's the guy that ordering a soda behind her, bro.
What would it be, a Sierra Mist?
Oh, man. Mm. So now I got to go up to do 45.
Long.
Top
45.
That, playboy.
Yeah, man, but I did it, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, it ain't no
I did it. Took off some of those students to get stoned.
Nice.
I won them over. Hell yeah, dog.
Man. One time I had so little people to a show that I told them, hey, you guys want to go?
You're a tall
eat?
Guy, bro.
Yeah. I took
Sit
them
to
eat.
Me, eh?
Man, but those college gigs suck.
They suck, bro.
Especially if they're outside.
In the morning at 11 a.m. in the little cafeteria, I'd done one of those next to a popcorn machine. So I'm talking and you just hear, I'm like, dang. It sucks.
But, and also, even if you do the show inside the theater, well, they say black box theater, inside the theater, you're going to start losing people in the audience because they have to go to class. Yep. Some of them have to go study. Mm-hmm. So they are like a group of 20 might get up.
Super day shows, huh?
I had one that was amazing. It was a huge theater, but it was Welcome Back Week. So it was that first week of like school. Greek and they week. Had to go there to meet each other and they got some kind of point. And it was like a 500-seater. It was packed. One of the best college shows I've ever had, but that was it.
How much time you did, dog?
I did an hour. I was excited. I did an hour. That was fun.
Chingon.
An hour of who stuff, dog?
My shit, bro.
I love Coco has that one story, dog. I was somewhere.
Oh, that's hilarious,
man. I got fucking Dude. 5 minutes of Esparza. Didn't work. 5 minutes of Rick Guamos. Still didn't work. Everybody.
5 minutes of Willie.
No dice.
They told me I did 5 minutes of Freddy Stoner. They said, fuck you and his father.
I forgot about that one.
He said,
though.
Fuck you and his father.
Woo!
He was putting on makeup before the show.
Oh my God, dog.
I forgot those college. College chicks suck. And they might, man, especially in NACA. You did NACA?
Yeah, I did NACA this Central.
That sucks too, huh?
Bro, it's tough because on my first NACA, I had to follow a step show. Man, they lit that stage on fire. It was still
Good
flames
luck,
on
dog.
That stage, bro. Just, you know, doing the...
How many college books you booked?
In total, between the two regions, I got like 20, like almost 30.
Goddamn, fucking yeah. Styling, fool.
But that was it. I mean, I applied the next year, nada, Nathaniel, zip zero, nothing. And then I applied this year, zip zero again, bro.
Oh, I went over there, bro. I got zero, too.
Oh, really?
I had to stand next to Josh Wolf, bro. This guy ran out of slips. I had to give him mine.
Wow. That's tight. That's crazy.
But I'm here, cocksucker.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm at the Nokia.
Shine.
Man.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but you know, as a young comic, you know, you want the gig.
You want the gig.
Not
you need
knowing the money. What's expected. You know, you go like, they tell you, man, well, you know what, I'm going to pay $500, but you got to get yourself over there. And then you go like, well, fuck it. Where is it at? Fresno? Fuck it. I'll drive. Can I bring an opener? Yeah, man. Okay. I have a guy drive me. Don't give him no money. Bro, you're going to do it for the experience.
School of hard knocks.
I would do it, bro. But yeah, I've got to, man, like some of them are good if they expect comedy.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's when
those
it's
the best
one. Love,
when they expect
dog.
Comedy, like the UCLA gig that they had every month. Over there, there was one at UCLA.
Northridge or UCLA?
UCLA and Northridge. There was one in Northridge. Right? That was unexpected, right?
The CSUN, right?
CSUN
yeah,
comedy
yeah.
show.
At underneath the little billiard table?
Some theater that he
We had the theater, bro. We had the dean give me a nice... That was my winter, bro.
Yeah.
He'll give me a nice budget, bro. And then from that budget, I'll start spreading it out to comedians. That fool trying to tell me what comedian he wanted, bro. I just ignore him, that, bro. I want Freddie Soto. Yeah, Soto's the world, bro. You can't bring him back to life, okay? You can't bring him back to life. But that time he was already working a lot, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know. Bro, you want to do the gig for $200? Shit.
I don't
As
know
a
about
favor,
you.
Bro, or what?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I would get Joe Diaz, man. He'll do it for $250. Then, you know, a little Felipe, a little envelope for himself, you know, for keep him warm for the winter. And then there was always a barbecue afterwards.
Yeah, it was bitching, dog. Man.
That's tight.
I remember we were there hanging out, man, at the place. And I was trying to find... Sweet and Low, right? And I said, you guys got any matches? I was trying to smoke a joint last time. You got any matches? And somebody bagged on me and said, yeah, man, your breath and something my ass. I think it was Gabriel, bro, trying to be funny.
Yeah,
man, he was trying to pick up on, man, he was all grossed out because remember the guy from Slayer TV that wanted to do the news with the big head? Yeah. His daughter was there fucking maceta, bro.
Oh, dude. Cabezona, dog.
Cabezona, bro. So the Stewie dean got mad at me, bro. The dean of CSUN got mad at me. But we got into an argument over comedians. So they canceled the week on me, bro. But it was a good run, bro. I had a good 10-year run.
10 year.
Yeah, man.
You got the 10 year, bro. In comedy.
I will find gigs everywhere, man. Everywhere. Sometimes, bro, they would get rid of the main guy, and Felipe just has to step in, bro.
Tight.
Yeah, man. So, what other? Do you headline the place? So you were on that show with Steve Byrne, right?
Yeah, I was on Sullivan and Son. I was recurring. That was fun. That was a great experience.
Did you have lines?
Yeah, I had a few lines, you know.
Or do you have like all magical lines, man? Who ate my Slurpee?
Yeah, I mean there were little lines. There was one episode that I had more lines than the other ones, and it was cool. I mean, it was a great experience. And Brian Doyle Murray was on it, which I had like a little scene with him.
Y'all here to see the groundhog?
Yeah. I was so excited to see him, man. It was just like I was starstruck, you know. That's my problem. I got too geeked, you know what I mean? But it was such a like a dope experience. I mean, I never had experienced that before, and it was cool, man.
So what comedians you don't like?
Let's cut to the chase.
Rodrigo Torres? No, I'm playing.
Sucker.
I don't know. As soon as I sense bullshit, I leave. I don't get a chance to talk shit.
So you were working with Steve Trevino. What was that like? Was that over Texas, right? A little Texas tour?
Yeah.
He's big in Corpus, huh?
Yeah, he's big in Corpus. He does a lot of like...
His whole family's over there.
Yeah. Corpus is where he's from. So it's like, you know, I was able to go down.
You like Corpus?
It's cool. It reminds me of Long Beach a little bit. It's like by the beach and stuff. They have like a vegan thing. Every time I go there, like it reminds me of you. It's like that. This is a coffee shop you would like to write at. There's like a vegan like sandwich shop, tea house.
Right by the beach, huh?
Yeah.
I ate there.
Oh, did...
Yeah, they have a chocolate cake that's made of vegan, made of avocado.
That's crazy, yeah, because every time I go, I'm like, man, this is some Felipe type
shit. And it's hidden, huh? A little area. It looks kind of like hippie-ish, right?
Very hippie-ish. Lady has like bead curtains and
then
paint.
Across, there's like an abandoned building or something.
Well, area kind of looks abandoned, yeah. And there's like an art studio next door.
Yoga.
Yeah. I would go down there whenever I would do that comedy club, that Mesquite Street or whatever the name was at the time. I would go down there and write and chill. I just spent all day there by the beach. They have a skate park there that's pretty tight.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They have a surf museum also.
Right there in Corpus.
Gators, bro. That was the club. Gator was that Gators. Guy. What's it? That big fat, what's his name? John Roman.
Yeah. Dilbert.
John Roman.
John
bro.
Roman, yeah.
That fool got fired, bro. That fool was doing stand-up comedy, and his side job was riding the little train at the mall.
Well, I didn't know that.
Choo-choo?
Yeah, bro. I know the Eat You Hollywood, bro. I know everything. He was the conductor, bro. That fool wear overalls.
A little hat.
Is that recent?
No. They got rid of him, bro. He got too fat, bro. The train was going too slow.
We're using a lot of electricity, buddy. Damn.
So what's up, man? What's your next gig?
I will be at the comedy store tomorrow and Friday.
At the doorman or working?
No, I got passed, luckily. I'm featuring for Godfrey and Cobbs in the first week of March.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I never worked with him before. I have that
He
gig.
Booked you or the place booked you?
What is it, Molly? Yeah, I got booked through her. Yeah, so the clubs show me love, you know, here and there. I get plugged in.
Bullshit, fuck her. What?
clubs started to give me the little feature dates and I'll
That's
look
good, out. Though, because it's rare when a club actually hires features now.
Yeah, I worked with John Witherspoon last week. That was awesome, man. Man, he's, goddamn, I was crying laughing, man. He's a funny dude, man. God damn it. 40 years. He was a store guy, too.
How big was the bow tie?
He sold bow ties after the show. I thought,
shut
okay.
up, yeah, dude. Yeah. Tight, dog.
I was just totally making that up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Don't give me a little bow tie, dog.
He sells the bow ties, yeah.
Yeah, for like a keychain dick or what?
No, an actual bow tie. It's a clip-on, and it has a signature on there.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's a very sweet man, dude. He's fucking so cool. Like, it was just a clinic, bro. He put it on a fucking clinic. He was singing. He was jokes, fucking act outs, bro. Oh, so good.
They go back to the comedy store back David Letterman days and all that shit.
Yeah, he had some dope Robin Williams stories.
Tell us, bro.
Just him about like coke and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to talk. Shit.
I don't want to talk out of turn, but yeah, there were some dope stories, man.
You done coke?
No, never. I'm already hyper nervous. I don't need that shit. Fuck it. That's the day I die.
You never seen any fights at the comedy store between comedians when you first started? Like a dice man? What the way, cocksucker, I'm filming. Remember that day?
Asshole face.
No, I
some guy got in his way and it got crazy.
Patrons, I mean, there was people fighting. We would see that often. That was like pretty cool. It used to get out of hand and start going to the street.
What would they start fighting?
Where would they start
fighting? Why?
Oh, heckling.
Oh.
Heckling his friends, like, shut up, and he's too drunk, starts smacking up his own friend. Like, I saw a fight spill from the belly room. It went down the stairs in the back, down the hallway, through the back lot, into the street. I was like, oh, that was pretty cool.
All the way to
Kimbo Slice, man. Bro.
Yeah, nothing man. But right. Hey, how'd you get your audition for Sullivan Show? Did you do the catacall, or did you get recommended by Steve or any of the guys on the shows?
At the time, I was still parking cars, and he asked me to, like, I don't know, do like hosting stuff for him. And then he's like, oh, I have this show. Why don't you go audition? I went to audition, got the call back. And then they asked me to go back again, tested for it. And then went in. It was a great experience because I had never gone the distance. I would get close. I feel like I get close. But then I saw that where I thought was close was like the halfway point. And then there was more shit to do. It was like, damn, like it was just an eye opening, you know? It's like,
I bet, dude.
I haven't booked shit since, but, you know, it's a,
fuck that, dude.
At least I know what the path looks like, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Auditioning is scary for me.
Hell, you had to audition this week, bro.
Oh, you had fucking yesterday, right?
I had two of them yesterday. One I can't mention, the other one.
How'd it go?
It was good, man. I'm trying to remember two different fucking lines. It was different, man.
Uh-huh.
Ran into Brian Scalaro.
Oh, hell yeah, fool.
Right. He's over there smoking and auditioning, bro.
Fuck. Yeah, dog.
It's funny. Actors act different from comedian, bro. Like they walk, like they have a set. They audition, and they express how the audition was on the way out. Like who gives a fuck? Like oh man, they love it. They're so lovable. Like they're so nice. Like we don't want to know if they're nice, but just get out of here.
It's like a comic when they get off stage. Oh, they're good.
Oh, they're doing it, psyching you out, man.
Oh fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. With your head.
Like when Brian Scalari walked out, I told him, man, it's between you, bro, and the guy who gets it, dog.
You got a 50-50 chance.
50-50, man. But I like when you go to the audition and they tell you, man, just do it the way you want to. I say, all righty.
Yeah, because it sucks when they ask you to coon a little bit. Like, can you do the accent? It's like, ah.
They never told me that, eh?
Yeah. I've got one like
you
that.
You sound like you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, oh, always East Coast. Do you do it? When they ask you to coon it up?
No, I just, look, there's a level of cooning that we're all comfortable with doing, and we do it. So we all coon, I think, to a certain extent. But to go flat out, you know, tap dance, I dial back on that. I'm like, I'll do it how I think it is. This is my rendition of the character.
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand, bro.
What they tell you, I add, like, Jim Pompa, add more chorizo to it.
Orale, vato. Jim Pompa. To the bone.
Yeah, man. So what's the world? You got shows coming up?
Nah, dude. Well, fucking this weekend. But other than that, working on another date at the Ice House Stage 2, but I haven't got a date.
Well, so the Yemen podcast, yeah, man.
Got another episode coming out. It's a solo one, this one, tomorrow morning. It'll be debuted.
Hell yeah.
Episode 22. What's up, big dog?
I was going to say March 8th, Wednesday, at the Comedy Store Main Room. I started my first show there called Boulevard Nights.
Really?
So I'm going to try it out. I don't know if it's going to go, but, you know.
Let me know if you got some open spots.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Pendleton or what?
You doing it in the belly room or the main room, original
room? The main room.
Oh,
yeah, main
fuck
room.
Yeah. So, okay.
So who knows? They're giving me a chance on it, so we'll see. I mean, shit, I saw one ticket, so
it's all good.
It's off to a good start.
What's the date, man? A listener could
March 8th?
Know. March 8th, if you
March 8th, man, Boulevard Nights. And it ain't the Boulevard Night like the gangster movie, all right? Sunset Boulevard Nights.
Yeah. So, yeah. You guys are more than welcome to come in whenever you guys want, man. I'd love to have you guys.
That's going to be a Wednesday night?
I'm going to start it off as a once a month. But for now, just like the 8th. And then hopefully we'll see how that goes. And if they don't pull the rug from under me. The goal is once a week on Wednesdays. But that's just wishful thinking, to be honest. You know.
And that's your first show, busting it out like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm so nervous, man. When they told me I got one ticket sold, I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Fucking, you can't rock when the fucking place is empty, dog. How long you been at the store for now, dog?
I got passed in 2012. So September 7th, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 5. And then 2 years of me working the door before I got passed. So, yeah.
Still counts, dog.
Yeah, 7.
Fuck yeah, dude. What's up?
Picture being Tommy's son, bro.
stuff, mom.
Lazarus. Wow.
We had fun at Tommy T's.
It was fucking cool.
It was fun, man.
Wrong Tommy.
you thought the
Old Town Coordinator. Wow.
You've been to Pleasanton?
No, I've never done that Tommy T's deal.
Oh, man, it's a great spot, dude.
You've been doing that club for a while, no?
Hell yeah, bro. I do well. I sold out 4 shows. Oh, no, five. Dang. 5 shows.
Fucking insane, dog.
It was insane, man. It
that
was like
building was going to fall, dog.
People were yelling over and over, bro. I was being heckled, but in a good way. Like, in a way that I really
love
couldn't
you,
perform. Yeah, loud. What's up, fool? And some guy yelled out on the way home. He goes, "What's up, fool? I love you. I love you too, bro." He goes, "Hey, bro, I got to go, man." Well, go then, motherfucker. And he left.
All love.
It was all love. The Bay Area has a lot of love.
Fuck yeah, a lot of love in the Bay. A lot of love in the Bay, bro.
Does that trip you out when your fans go nuts like that?
Yeah, man. We're trying to do our job, bro. Because, just, you know, but like,
I love
for every
that,
person that's like that, there's 10 who are there to watch the show who don't know who I am. And they want to laugh, too.
What's going on here?
But it's good, though, because that energy is contagious, you know? Those people that don't know you before the end of the show, they're like those fools right there.
We ran into Earthquake, by the way. Shout out to Earthquake. Yeah. Earthquake is going to do our podcast.
What's going on?
I love Earthquake. He's a store guy, too. He murders, bro. He
kills,
murders.
Bro. He's a beast.
He's fucking
by the way.
These ain't jokes.
If anybody's out there listening, I know you guys heard us say Soldier many times, but we got it from Earthquake.
It came out in the special about
in
damn
that special,
time.
In that special, when he's talking about Colorita Rice.
Mama saying that like a
She stood behind Martin Luther King. He would go march. She stood home. He would go do this. She stood home. When they were talking about Martin Luther King, even though the motherfucker was cheating on him, she stood by his side like a soldier.
Little Mexican on that roof like a soldier.
I like the joke he has about Chicago and how cold it's like. Chicago's so damn cold to have homeless people reconnecting with their family, goddammit. So good.
That
so
motherfucker
good.
Is comedy, dog.
He's funny, man. So we hung out with him.
So he talks.
That was cool. And for the vegan guru.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, fucking, if that lasagna was on point, then we know he ain't lying.
A little overcooked. That was good. Oh, what's shout up, out cool? to that waitress again. She hooked up all the vegan treats that week.
Noelle,
yeah, and
her
Jeff.
Mom. Yeah, her mom works there too.
Yeah, man, she had a vegan vegetable tarts, vegan rhubarb
strawberry pie,
dark chocolate cake, and I kept my weight at 277.
Round of
I started 300, bro. You know I got fat over the holidays.
The holidays, fool. All that
I ate like a fucking pig, bro. That was good, though. Lisa hooking it up with pozole.
You got to do it like Mano. We ate like retards, eh?
Oh, man. Today I got up early because I'm promoting a show, people. February 24th is coming out. Dying Laughing. It's a DVD. It's a documentary shot produced by Sully McCullough.
Oh, hell yeah,
it features Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Lewis, Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, the big comedians, but also Felipe Esparza's in it. And they like my piece so much. I got to promote it this morning. I got up at 5 in the morning, bro. 5 in the morning.
Rise and shine.
And I started promoting at 6 in the morning. From 6 to 7, I did like 20 radio stations. I'm lying. It wasn't 20.
Collins?
It was 2.
It was a radio tour. If you guys ever done a radio tour, it's how it works. Somebody gets up before you. My moderator, he gets up at six in the morning. Hi, this is Felipe. This is Jeffrey Cohen, and I'm your moderator. I'll be helping you on your radio tour. And today we're going to speak at 6 o'clock. We're going to speak to Tennessee live with whatever, and then Chicago live with Mancow or whatever, live with whatever. So he takes me on and he puts me on with the radio stations. And we talked for like, I talked to the first one, it was a 20-minute interview.
Wow.
It was 20 minutes, and the rest, the next four were 10 minutes, so it's an hour. So they were all talking, and we talked, and some of them knew who I was, and I promoted the Dying Laughing. We can find it where? You can watch it on demand. You can watch it on demand on iTunes.
On any cable provider.
Any cable provider.
Satellite
provider. On iTunes?
In some theaters.
And what's the webpage?
DyingLaughing.com/watch.
DyingLaughing/ dyinglaughing.com/watch to find a theater where it's showing. It's in 25 theaters.
They got a little trailer on there as well?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. When's it come out?
I want to check that out.
February 24th. Tomorrow. Today. Today.
Yeah. Today.
Okay. Yeah, so the radio guy put me on, bro, and I've been up since 5, bro.
But covering a lot of ground, dog.
I've been up from 5, bro. I ate breakfast. I already took a nap already.
Ready to go, huh? Fuck yeah,
I was tired, fool. Oh, man, my bed broke, bro.
Oh, what happened?
Let's get back to that shit.
We never went there. What up? What happened?
Fool. I guess I guess from doing power drivers, bro.
What the fuck? You're going to break the manager's neck, dog.
Bro, fucking jumping. No, I flop, bro.
No pile driving.
No, you know, jumping, bro. The hammer, bro. Sometimes I'm going to get at least in a figure four leg lock or the Boston crab. Shake, rattle, and roll. Anyway, the food now's in, bro. Anyway, so first of all, her side been broken for years, bro.
God damn.
Never bothered me.
Put a phone book under it.
No. The support beam broke,
God
bro.
Damn.
There's no bed. Our bed does not come with a bed spring, bro. It's an IKEA bed, so it just comes on a wire. So that shit broke, dog.
Does it feel like a water bed now or what?
No, bro. It feels like my head is down, but my body's up.
Oh, like a futon, dog.
Yeah.
After the shit
incline board. Bench press.
It's like a futon, bro, with a broken bottom board.
It's a mess,
bro.
You guys gonna get
so
one now?
I try to fix it, you know, like putting things, man. It breaks in front of when I'm sleeping. So yeah. Fuck that, dude. Yeah, it just breaks, man. Remember the Three Stooges? Jesus, when they were laying down, the three on the bed, they all fall on top of each other like that. So, I got mad when I came back, bro. I kept from sleeping in good beds, dog. When you're on the road, right, Jesus, you sleep on fucking the best beds in the world.
Best beds, and I go back to my little futon. I'm like, man.
Oh, my God, bro. Then I go back to the broken dreams over here. Getting a splinter on my back.
That's a hustle and flow bed.
So sometimes the bed is so comfortable, it messes up my back. I'm like, I'm used to this like twisted ass little futon, bro.
Yeah, man. So I'm in my bed angry, but going, huh? Fuck! The fucking life sucks. Gonna go home to this shit. She couldn't take it, bro. She went to sleep with slippers. She went to the couch. So last night, we're trying to go to sleep, you know, comfortable again. That shit broke. So fuck that. We got the air mattress, bro. I got on that shit. It was comfortable. She gets on that. It couldn't take our weight. Fool, but I'm fucking, man. My
that
back
sound
is hurting.
Makes you go to bed quick, bro.
Yeah, man. And it was done. So just
Fantasy Island.
Fuck that, man. I got on the couch and I wrapped myself up real tight so my rabbit won't eat my eyes out.
This
I was all paranoid, eh?
What's going on here? Pandemonium.
This fool's jumping around the whole time we're there, bro.
Oh,
on the mattress.
I thought you liked binkies, dog.
No, she was doing binkies around.
Not when I sleep, dog.
Fool,
I
closed my eyes and I feel a little wet nose licking me, bro.
Tight, fool.
You go, let's play, homie.
Why are you coming to my bed?
And with eyes wide open, too, bro.
Wide awake.
You can hear, like, I'm sleeping. You can hear, like, her running around. Going,
she's a night owl, dog.
Hell yeah, man. She'd be like, the other day, like, some cat came over, bro.
Started freaking?
And she started stomping the ground, like that. Rabbits make that noise, bro, like, to scare fools off.
Like, get out of here.
She done that shit at least a leg one time, bro.
It's strong little. I didn't even knew they had long old legs like that. And one day she hopped. I was like, damn.
Damn.
Get that little bunny some Jordans, dog.
Bro.
Well, some boosties.
You have pets, bro?
No, no pets.
I got
I'm scared of dogs.
What?
I'm scared of dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I have a phobia.
How about cats?
Yeah. Yeah, I got attacked when I was little.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No dogs. I've cleared out rooms when I see a dog. I'm actually a lot better now, but I went to audition once, and damn, bro. The casting director had this huge, like, pony-looking horse. I don't know what it was called.
Great
like,
Dane.
Yeah, the
a
one
Mastiff.
From... Yeah, yeah.
Marmaduke?
No, from Batman, the cartoon. Remember that big black dog that he had in the Batcave? Anyway. It's like a big old thing, like
I don't know, Batman
pony hairs on the cartoon one.
The Joker had a dog with a hyena.
Oh man, I went in there and I the guy was like, "Hey, your eye line's gonna be over here on the board." I looked it straight to the dog. And they're like, "Hey, can you look over here?" And then I was drenched in sweat. Worst audition of my life. Not happening, bro. I left.
Damn.
Deuces. Shit
sucks. What's up, fool? Podcast with Rodrigo Torres right here, bro.
Yeah, man.
And our guest, Jesus Trejo.
Long Beach is
thank
fine.
You guys
Long
for
Beach
having
finest,
me.
Long Beach finest, bro.
No, thank you very much.
You want to mention your Instagram handle and stuff?
Yeah. Instagram is Jesus Trejo, the number one. And then Twitter is Jesus Trejo. Website, JesusTrejo.com.
What's up, fool? Also, man, Funny Felipe on Twitter. You know how that it goes. FelipeWorld.com. Also, man, Spokane, Washington, okay? Spokane, Washington. If anybody's near that area, we're going to give a couple of tickets away if you hit us up and mention that you listen to us on the What's Up Fool podcast and just hit us up and goes, "Hey, Lisa, the manager. Lisa, the manager. L-E-S-A, the manager. I would love tickets to Spokane." And we're going to hook you guys up, right, Rodrigo?
Yeah, man.
Oh, also, man, fans Toby Hicks. Shout out to Toby Hicks, bro.
.com.
Email fans at FelipeWorld.com. F-A-N-S at FelipeWorld.com.
Perfect.
Or also, people, if...
He's squeezing words out of his mouth. He's like, F-A-S. That was great.
Also, man...
I love that.
We have a little, we've been working with Toby Hicks.
He's also used to sing, by the way.
He used to sing
back
man.
In Omaha.
He used to sing in Omaha.
He was like a little sparrow in Omaha, in the streets of Omaha. Oh, I had a little microphone. I was like a here little bird. What y'all know about this? Right there. Right there.
That nigga said one look, I was fucked.
That'll be the
watching you. There you go, swing, blowing my mind. Got everything moving in time.
Fool like this.
The audio from him singing in the shower.
There's very proof right here that not all black people can sing, bro.
My brother done do comedy.
Man, he loved that song, huh? Oh. One line and I was hooked.
That's slay.
And like that, people, we gotta go, man. What's up, fool? Also, we have an Enchilada Casserole podcast coming out today. And your Yemen coming out today?
Thursday.
Thursday, okay. So it came
last
out
Thursday.
Last Thursday, yesterday. All right.
And check out my podcast, My Friends Are Your Friends.
My friend, are you on All Things Comedy?
No, on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, okay.
Independent style. Indie.
Yeah, man. And also, man, check me out on all the podcasts I've been on. The Champs, Bert Kreischer.
Joe Medina's podcast.
Oh, and this week we'll be in San Antonio.
Yeah,
Joe Medina's podcast.
Improv at River Center.
Yeah, and Bert Kreischer is going to be there too at Laugh Out Loud. And also, Billy Crystal is going to be there at the...
Nice.
Marvelous.
Big theater.